Good morning, Ascend Church. We welcome you to stand with us and worship this morning to our church family at home. We welcome you to stand as we worship God this morning and enter into His presence. Come on, let's give Him glory this morning.
You up, keep singing, keep praising. We won't stop, give it all we got, 'cause you're worthy of all glory. Oh, there is no other, you are forever, Lord over all. There's nobody like you, no one beside you. Before the sun, your always eternal, never stops. Give it all you got, creation. You up, up, up. We're giving you our love, love, love. For everything you've done, done, done. Come on, oh, give you all the praise. We lift you up, up, up. We're giving you our love, love, love. For everything you've done, done, done. Oh, we give you all the praise.
Church, let's just prepare to worship in this place. Let's enter in. I encourage you to lift up your hands, open your hearts, and receive this morning. Come on.
You are the one at the beginning, one with God the
Yours is the kingdom.
that name is just, that name is being sent out into the earth because of what he did. He won a victory for us, and so that name is available to us. That name is available to us. If we'll, we sing it's a powerful name, but are we tapping into the power of the name of Jesus? There's such a strong presence of the Lord in this place this morning. That happens whenever you lift up the name of Jesus. And you know, I see a picture of people in this building that are carrying burdens. There's some of you that are carrying, it's like you've got a rucksack on your back. That's like a burden. You feel like you're never free from this heaviness that's on your back. And there's some of you, it's like a dark cloud that's just hanging over your head. Maybe it's a fear of what lies ahead, or maybe it's a dread of something that's going to happen. There's others that I see you lying in your bed, and it's like something grips your chest. It's like an anxiety that rises up in your throat, and you feel like you can't get free of it. There's freedom needed in this place today, and the power of Jesus is able to do that. And the anointing of God is present. And when he shows something like that, it's because he wants to relieve you of what you're carrying, of the anxiety. There's some that are carrying regrets, that are carrying regrets of what they could have done and what they should have done and what they should not have done. And the Lord wants to set you free from that today, completely free from regret and condemnation and self-condemnation and the past and the things you've done and that are just holding on to you and don't let go of your mind. The Lord wants to set you free from that today. So right now, if you feel like any of that fits into you, just close your eyes, just lift your hands before the Lord. Father, I thank you right now for the presence of God that fills this place. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the one who lifts burdens, that you are the one who sets people free. I thank you, Father, the anointing of God destroys every yoke of bondage off of people's lives right now. So I speak to anxiety, and I speak to fear, and I speak to self-condemnation, and I speak to trauma. I speak to fear. I speak to dread of the future. I speak to regret, and in the name of Jesus, I command you to come off of these people. Come off of these people. Right now, come off of these people. Father, I thank you for freedom. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That the burdens just lift off of them. Just lift off of them, Father. That they lay down their heads in peace. They lay down their heads in peace at night. Free, free, free. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Family, we're going to have a time right now where our prayer team are going to come up to the front, and we're going to sing one more song, which is a beautiful song. It comes directly from, we're singing Shelter In, right? We're singing Shelter In. It comes from Psalm 91. And you know, the Word of God is applied when we speak it in faith. So when we sing this song, we're actually singing Psalm 91. So rather than saying, I'm so scared if I get COVID and die, I'm so scared if I'll get cancer, I'm so scared. Rather than sing that, let's sing the words that God has given us about our refuge and our safety, amen. But our prayer team are going to be up here. And if you need prayer during the song, just slip out of your seat, come forward, and one of us will agree with you and pray the name of Jesus over you and see things change. Amen. So we're going to sing this final song right now.
Say of the Lord. should die is near. Hello,
Spirit of the Lord is here in this room. The Spirit of the Lord is here in this room. I don't know if you can sense it. There's healing and deliverance in this room. I can sense it. It's breakthrough in this room. Hallelujah. It's breakthrough in this room. Somebody let out a shout of praise. There's breakthrough in this room. There's breakthrough in this room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the chains breaking in this room. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 We bless you. We bless you. Come on, church. Let's bless him this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Man, we can go on singing all morning, right? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Welcome to Ascend Church. How wonderful to see you. Won't you just turn and greet someone? Tell them how glad you are to see them. And you may be seated. Thank you. Church this morning. How lovely to see you. So good to be in the house of God, isn't it? It really is. Welcome to those that are watching online. We're so glad you're joining us today. Make yourself comfortable. Pretend you're sitting in church and get the most out of the service today. We're so glad that you're here. I get so excited. When you walked in, you may have seen all kinds of activity going on in the lobby. We have a wedding going on right after service, and so exciting. Monique disappeared. She'll be back. And we're excited. So some of you are here for the wedding. We're so glad that you are, but I pray you get something out of the service even before the wedding, right? And I just want to welcome everyone that's present. I want to welcome anyone who's visiting today for the first time. We do love having visitors in our church, don't we? We love having visitors in our church. And so if you're here for the first time, we just like to hand you a visitor pack right where you're sitting. Not to embarrass you in any way, we're just going to give you a visitor pack. So if you're here for the first time, would you mind just waving your hand? God bless you. Just keep it up until an usher sees you. Thank you. An usher will just pass you a gift bag. Thank you so much. And in there's a couple of things that you'll find. One of them will be a card that is a welcome card, just to give you some information about our church. Also tells you the various ways that you can watch our service, because sometimes if we're out of town, or, you know, I recommend if you're in town, come to church in person. Nothing beats that, right? But if you're unable to come, or you're out of town, or you live far away, you can always watch on ascendchurch.us. You can watch on our mobile app. You can watch on Ascend Church Jupiter, on Facebook Live. And so that's the various ways. It's all in there for you. Also in that visitor pack, there's a couple of things, but one of them is a guest card. We ask you to take a moment and fill that out. And it's really important to us as a church. Pastor Steve doesn't like to miss anyone, just likes to be able to. We first would like to greet you, meet you in the lobby after service, but please fill that in for us. It's a real help to us as a church. And I just want to say to any of our Ascend Church members that are watching, come back to church. Come back to church. We miss you. We're going to pass a register around in the service, and the register is for those that, you know, just for us to keep updated with your phone numbers, what have you, just to let us know who's in attendance. So we know if someone's missing, maybe we could just give them a call. So when that comes by, please fill that out. And visitors, this guest card We're going to receive an offering at the end of service. We pass an offering bucket by. Just drop that guest card in there. That's the way, the best way for us to get that. So thank you for that. I just want to remind you, what's also in this card is the four main purposes of our church. The first one is that you would know God. Let me tell you, when you walk out of here today, you're going to know something more about God. About God. It doesn't matter if you've known the Lord all your life. There's always something more that you can learn. There's always something for now, for today, for my situation, right? Second of all, our second purpose is that you would find freedom in every area of your life. Just be totally free. Free mentally, spiritually, physically, every way. Thirdly, that you discover your purpose. And lastly, that you would make a difference with your life. Amen? That's our desire for this church. And I'm so excited for this message today because this man can preach faith like nobody preaches faith. And I we got to live by faith. So come on, build our faith.
Thank you, baby.
Build our faith up.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. We're glad you're here. Tell your neighbor, welcome. Hi. Glad I'm sitting next to you. You're looking good today. We want to welcome all of our new guests today. We're so glad you're here. Please be sure, if you are a new guest, to fill in that guest card that's inside that guest bag, because I would love to make contact with you this week. And I also want to thank everyone who brought a guest today. How many of you invited someone to come with you to church today? They may not have come, but you invited someone. Wave at me if you invited someone. Well done. They deserve a round of applause for inviting someone to come to church. You see, we're not responsible whether a person receives and accepts the Lord or not. That's not our responsibility, but we are responsible to share the message. You're not responsible if someone comes to church, but we are responsible to ask them. That's all we have to do, is share the message. Amen? So praise God. We're going to have a great time today. As my wife said, right after service, we're going to be having a wedding. Monique, our worship leader, and Joseph are going to get married after the service. Praise God. She didn't leave, by the way. She's upstairs getting changed. Praise God. Well, Lord, we thank you that you are so good, Lord. We thank you that your name is the name that is above every other name. And you have given us the name of Jesus. You said that in my name, you said the believer will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. In my name, they will cast out demons. In my name, they will do the things that I've done. Lord, we thank you for the power of your name. We thank you for the power of your word, Lord. And today, as I stand to declare your word, I make it known that I'm trusting in you, Lord. I'm trusting you to help me, to speak through me, to anoint me, Lord. And I give you all the praise for everything that will be said and everything that will be done. I thank you, Lord, for bringing revelation and understanding to each and every person. Thank you that our faith rises up big today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you wherever you're watching this from, maybe YouTube or our website or our mobile app or Facebook. We're glad you joined us today. I'm Steve Barry. I'm the pastor of Ascend Church here in Jupiter. And if you're ever in the Jupiter area, we would love to have you come and visit us, wouldn't we? If you live nearby here, we'd love to have you come and see us, join us. But today, I'm going to continue a series we started last Sunday called How to Pray. It's our How to Pray series, and this is part number two today. Now, I encourage you, you're welcome to follow along. We have a sermon outline that I believe you received when you came in today. And you can follow along with me if you want to. But this part two is called Pray for Whatever You Want. That's part two. Now, the Bible says in 1 Peter 4, verse 7, it says, since we are approaching the end of all things, be intentional, purposeful, self-controlled, so that you can be given to prayer. Say, God wants me to be given to prayer. Say, prayer is a lifestyle for me. Last week we spoke about why it's important to pray. Because first of all, God commands us to pray. Secondly, prayer develops intimacy with God. Number three, prayer gives you strength. Number four, prayer releases God's tremendous power in your life. And number five, prayer is a mighty weapon that God has given us to overcome the enemy. Just five reasons why we should pray. We began talking about different kinds of prayer. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 says, use every kind of prayer and request there is. Do you know there's different ways to pray? There's different kinds of prayer. And one reason why many people, they don't pray is because they really don't know how to pray. They've never really been taught how to pray. All they know is to just say, please, Lord, please, Lord, please, Lord, please, Lord. There's a more to prayer than that. Now, there are some times in your life where all you can say is, please, Lord. But when you understand how to pray, you'll become much more effective in prayer. And we're learning about the 10 different ways to pray. And as you become familiar with these 10 different kinds of prayers, you'll know the right way to pray in any given situation. Now, there are different kinds of prayer, and each kind of prayer has different kinds of rules, just like there's different kinds of sport, and each has their own kind of rules. You can't really play football with the rules of basketball. It's not going to work too good. And the reason why many people's prayers are not being answered is because they don't understand the principles that govern prayer, and they don't pray according to God's word. Now, the 10 different kinds of prayer is, number one, the prayer of fellowship. That's where we're just fellowshipping, talking to God. We're not asking Him for anything. And that was, we spoke about the prayer of fellowship last week. And then the number two is the prayer of worship and thanksgiving. We spoke about that. In fact, a lot of my prayer time involves just thanking and worshiping God. Then we spoke about the prayer of consecration, which is the prayer Jesus prayed when He was in the garden. He said, Lord, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but let your will be done. That's called the prayer of consecration, where you say, Lord, let your will be done in my life. And that's a prayer that I pray every day. But I don't pray that prayer when I'm asking God to do something for me. Today, we're going to talk about how to pray when you're asking God to do something, and you don't pray if it be thy will when you're praying that kind of a prayer. Then we're going to talk about the prayer of petition today. That's prayer number four. And then the prayer of committal, I'm going to talk about that next week, how to pray your worries away. The prayer of agreement, the prayer of binding and loosing, praying in the Spirit, prayer of intercession, that's praying for other people, and united prayer. So today we're going to talk about prayer number four, which is pray for whatever you want, which is the prayer of petition. The word petition means something that you're requesting, something that you're asking. This is how you pray when you're asking God to do something for you. And let me tell you, Jesus said in Mark 11, verse 24, Jesus said, whatever things you ask when you pray, whatever, say whatever. Whatever. Say whatever, whatever means whatever. Because that's what whatever means. Whatever things you ask. Is that what Jesus said? Because someone would say, Pastor Steve, how can you talk about pray for whatever you want? Because Jesus said, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. The King James Bible says, whatever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you will have them. The New Living Bible says, I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe you've received it, it will be yours. Jesus said you can pray for anything. He said whatever things you ask when you pray. In fact, the Message Bible says it like this. I urge you to pray for absolutely everything, ranging from small to large. Include everything as you embrace this God life, and you'll get God's everything. Ask for everything, small things, big things. God loves it when you call upon Him and you look to Him. He wants you to ask Him. Now, the first thing you got to know about praying this prayer of petition, this is the prayer you pray when you're asking God to do something for you, is number one, you've got to be specific about what is it that you want God to do. What is it that you're asking for? In Psalm 37, verse 4, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Say, God wants to give me the desires of my heart. Isn't that what it says? And you delight yourself in the Lord, He'll give you the desires of your heart. John 15, verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire. You will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified. By this my Father is glorified. Are you telling me when I ask God for the things that I desire, and it's done, that glorifies God? That you may bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. It says God is glorified when we ask Him for whatever things we desire that brings Him glory. Jesus told us to ask for our desires. So you've got to be specific when you're asking God. One day Jesus was walking through a town. There were two blind men on the side of the road. When they heard all the commotion, they started shouting out, Jesus, have mercy on us. Jesus, have mercy on us. And in Matthew 20, verse 32, Jesus stood still and He called them. He said, what do you want me to do for you? Now, that seems like a strange question for Jesus to ask a blind man. It seemed pretty obvious what they needed Jesus to do for them. But so why did Jesus ask them? Because He wanted to see what they believed. You see, they could have said, Jesus, we just need some help. We're blind. Could you get us a seeing eye dog, or someone to guide us? No, instead they said, Lord, we want to see. Heal us. Jesus said, what do you want? We want to see. Was Jesus upset?